Good morning. Today is September 9th, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. Today's promise is that we should not be judgmental, and it's from Matthew 7, verse 1 through 2. Jesus said, Stop judging others, and you will not be judged, for others will treat you as you treat them. Whatever measure you use in judging others, it will be used to measure how you are judged. Not long ago, I heard a movie star quote these verses to back up her opinion that people should be tolerant of all kinds of aberrant behavior. Often, when Christians take a stand against sin, others throw these verses back in their face. Yeah, your own Bible says that you're not supposed to judge, they say with a sneer. Today's verses do not negate the need for critical thinking or making discerning judgments. Other places in the New Testament tell us to expose false teaching, admonish others when they need it, and even exercise church discipline in cases of sinful behavior. Clearly, we must make some judgments. The point is, though, that we're not to have an attitude that's consistently condemning and critical, for that is not an attitude of love. We are not to attempt to take God's place as a judge. It may seem like a fine line, but believers can take a stand against sin without being judgmental toward the sinner. God created them, and He loves them too. Pray for our children not to have critical and judgmental attitudes. What a sad way to live. Christ has set us free to serve Him with joy, and pray that our children will be discerning about sin without having a critical spirit. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you say that we're not to take your place in judging others, for that judgment will be turned back on us. I pray that my child will have a discerning spirit, one that's able to see sin for what it is and deal with it honestly and lovingly while not being critical and judgmental. I pray that judgmental attitudes will never harden my child's heart. I ask that when he takes a stand against sin, he will be able to do so with a loving spirit, the kind that you desire in your people. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.